first base, whoever it is, drops the ball so the guy runs to second. Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow? A triple play. Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't care.
Oh, that's a shortstop.
Diamondbacks tickets. We have Diamondbacks tickets for Tuesday. That is, who are we playing? I just had the page open.
The Phillies.
Yes, taking on the Phillies. Four tickets. These are lower level, right above the dugout, with a parking pass. So here's what you can do. You can call.
It's worth going just for the parking pass.
You can call, you can text, you can email. But during this segment only, before bottom of the hour news, if you can answer this question, what Diamondbacks player is the only player to record two hits per cycle? In two games, only one person has ever had a hit per cycle. Now, what is a hit per cycle? It's when a batter has a single, a double, a triple, and a home run in a nine-inning game. And only one Diamondbacks player has done that twice. Who is that?
Who'd that be?
Text the answer if you get it right. And if you had our newsletter, you had 2 days to research this.
That's right.
But between now and exactly 10:27:50, all right answers will be accepted. We'll pick a random right winner, and you get four tickets to Tuesday night's game, 6:40, with a parking pass.
That's awesome. One more benefit to subscribing to our email newsletter, rosieinthehouse.com. Go to the website and join it. We distribute about 20,000 by subscription only. You want it? You can have it for free.
I just asked Romy to please text me the answer so when the
so you know who to pick.
So when the calls start coming in.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't have time to look that up this week.
Not a big baseball fan, eh?
I wouldn't have got it right.
Well, we're talking about Arizona Homes and all the newcomers that are here. I want to share just a little bit of personal experience of something Jennifer and I did in the last 2 weeks. We have, as a family, traveled a considerable amount within this great country, United States of America. And one of the things I like to do, it's kind of like my geocaching hobby. It's kind of like my travel hobby. I will find presidential libraries and homes and visit as many of them as I can. And I've been to a lot of presidential homes. And to date, up until 2 weeks ago, I always felt like Mount Vernon, George Washington's home, was the premier example of who this man was. But I saw a home last week that, in my humble opinion, even surpasses Mount Vernon for telling you about what this man was made of and what he was capable of. And that's Monticello. Thomas Jefferson's home, Romy, would blow you away in its innovation, in its creativity, in its architecture. It's the first dome ceiling built in North America. And they have the page that Thomas Jefferson used to make the mathematical calculations for every one of the 33 wood arches that had to be cut and molded to fit this dome being constructed by a slave. All the math calculations are on one sheet of paper. The dome is right there. He then went on to create a much bigger dome at the University of Virginia in the Rotunda. But if you ever are in the area of Charlottesville, Virginia, and you haven't been to Monticello, you must get there. And I can tell you, it isn't too much to allow for two full days. They've got tours over different sections of the property, and we didn't have time for that. But if I ever go back, I'm going to make time for it. It's the kind of thing where you are literally intimidated by the man's intelligence just walking on his yard. Wrote the Declaration of Independence at 33 years old. And some of his creativity was unbelievable.
Is there one takeaway that you would institute in, like, hey, every house I build's got to have this now.
Rain harvesting roof that he engineered and built over the wine cellar.
So he was a water harvesting yes, before water harvesting was cool.
In Virginia. I mean, when you pretty much get all the rainwater you need, right? And he had an ice house that's buried underneath one of the sections of the home. He took an ice foot bath every single morning. That's how he started every day. And do you know that on the nickel, the back side of the nickel, the front is George Washington, the back is Monticello.
That's not the state or the U.S. Capitol building. That's Jefferson's house.
And did you know that's the back door? It's called the nickel. I never knew that. I just assumed it was the front door.
The back door to Thomas Jefferson's house is nice enough to be on the nickel.
To be on the American nickel. So I was absolutely blown away. And I mentioned to you but things I like to do when I'm traveling. The other thing I like to do is I like to buy books. And then I date stamp them for wherever I'm buying them. I think, Jennifer, you should be very proud of me this trip. I only came home with 8 books.
So whenever we walked in, I would say, okay, Rosie, let's limit it to 1 book. And each time was like, 3 or 4. So I figured, it was worth a try.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about the ongoing education of Rosie Romero and windows in Arizona.
And the correct answer, we did get a lot of entries. Aaron Hill, he had a hit for cycle against the Mariners in June of 2012 and followed up just 2 weeks later against the Brewers.